You're listening to Own Your Creativity with self-leadership coach Elizabeth Johnston. Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 13 of Empower Your Path, 30 days of self-leadership with your self-leadership guide, Elizabeth Johnston. That's me of Own Your Creativity. Today's topic that I'm inviting you to think about is your ancestors. Understanding where we've come from can help us make decisions about what we want in our lives today and help us shape the future. And in the broadest sense, ancestors are anybody that has gone before us and made this path a little bit easier for us that we are traveling on right now. But if we just think about our family and our ancestors in our family, this can be a source of strength if we know the stories of our ancestors. And that's why just thinking outside of the parameters of what we're talking about today, that's why for me it's so important to encourage people to write down their stories for future generations or their grandkids. Because even if your kids or your grandkids don't seem to be interested in your stories right now because they're busy living their lives, they will at some point wish that they had stopped and asked you some questions that they didn't before you leave this earthly experience. And these stories can serve as part of the foundation upon which we grow. And it's like the soil that we grow from. And the more that we know about the stories from our ancestors, the more that we can embrace our self-leadership. Now, not everybody is lucky enough to have access to those stories or have living ancestors that are willing to talk even about things that they've experienced. And certainly maybe there's nothing been written down, or maybe even being adopted and not understanding the direct lineage. So there's many different situations, but having a sense of your ancestors, whether it's like this global perspective or a familial perspective, is really important for our self-leadership, for our personal development, and for our sense of connectedness to the world and to the universe. And a few years back, I started having panic attacks. I started not being able to sleep at night, and I started having to take naps in the afternoon because I wasn't getting the sleep that I needed at night because of these panic attacks. A friend of mine actually suggested that I accompany her to this weekend workshop. It's a shamanic workshop. And I didn't have any sense that this was going to help me with my panic attacks, but this friend that suggested it, she was really excited about having discovered this community. So I thought, okay, so I'll join you. Let's see what it's all about. I was curious, which is one of the other things that we need in our self-leadership journey. So I went to this weekend intensive workshop for shamanism. And I learned how to journey and how to find my spirit guide and my power animal and several other things. And I had a really profound experience during that weekend. And what was so amazing was that I actually felt like the universe had my back, because I grew up in a situation where I didn't really have that much family, and I left home when I was 16, so clearly there wasn't much in terms of a harmonious family situation. So I always felt like I was on my own. I always felt like I had to do everything on my own and protect myself by myself and couldn't trust people. And So this led me basically into an existential crisis. And so going to the shamanic weekend for me really helped. And I'm not recommending this as a solution for everybody. You have to find what works for you. But for me, it really made me feel like, oh, the universe does have my back. There is support out there that I can draw upon. And even if you don't believe in shamanism and think that, oh, it's all in your imagination, great news that we have such powerful imaginations that we can reparent ourselves and we can find the support that we need when we need it. In shamanism, apparently the robin is one of the only birds that can parent itself from a very young age. And I'm not exactly sure the dimensions of what that looks like for a robin, but when I heard that phrase, parent yourself, this is basically self-leadership. And so if you don't have the ancestors or those stories from those who have been here before you to draw upon, there are other ways that you can find the support that you need. Some find it in structured religion. Some find it in spirituality. Some find it in shamanism. Some find it in creating a new family. But however you do that, understanding that you do have an ancestry, even if you're maybe not sure of the whole dimensions of it, and people came before you and made your way easier. And I do understand, though, that sometimes it can be frustrating not to have a bigger pool of ancestry or ancestral stories to draw upon and help form part of our identity, even if it's just in the opposite. You understand something of your ancestry and you decide, nope, that's not for me. But this is good too, because now you're narrowing the field, right? You're sure about what you don't want. And now the challenge is to find what you do want and make those decisions on your journey of self-leadership. And another dimension of my upbringing in particular was that my grandparents were survivors of the Second World War. My grandfather was in the Polish army and he was captured and put into a prison camp in Germany. And that's where he met my grandmother. My grandmother was taken from her little farm in Poland and used as like slave labor on German farms. And her farm that she had to work at grew vegetables and supplied food to this prison camp my grandfather was in. And after the war was over, it became a displaced persons camp. And so then my grandmother moved into the camp where my grandfather already was. They met and my mother was born there. My mother was 4 years old when my grandfather called for them to come and join him in Canada, in Quebec. And then eventually they ended up in Ontario. And so I know that story only because of what little that my grandparents would share. And mainly it was my grandmother was sharing these stories. But she didn't share a lot. And my grandfather almost never talked about it. And I didn't have any other family beyond my grandparents and my mother. That was my universe. But my grandmother had this photo album full of pictures of people that I knew I was related to. Some of them I wasn't, but a lot of them I was related to. But she didn't really talk much about that either. When she passed on, I inherited it, and I eventually wrote a poem about the importance for me of that photo album, even though I didn't know who they were, but I had pictures of them. And then later I made a video poem, and that was shortlisted in a couple of film festival competitions. So that photo album, though, for me was so precious because it was my connection to my familial ancestors, even though I didn't know who they were, even though I never met them. But I knew that they were there over the ocean. Hey, Own Your Creativity family. We'll get back to the episode in just a moment, but I wanted to ask you what you thought about an idea I have. What do you think about an in-person podcast episode? It would be a live event with guest panelists. We'd record the podcast episode on site, and you get to meet the guests as well as network with each other. These in-person events would take place in the area of Montreal and the South Shore initially, and who knows, maybe we'd have more farther afield in the future. Does that sound like fun? Would you come to a live in-person podcast event? So let me know by sending me a voicemail at bit.ly/speak to Elizabeth, all lowercase, one word. And on this page, you simply click on the button that says start recording and leave your message. And if you have suggestions for shows, guests on the show, let me know that too. I'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas. So that's bit.ly/speak to Elizabeth, all lowercase, to signal by voicemail your interest in a live in-person podcast event of Own Your Creativity. Now, let's get back to the episode. And I knew that my mother was born in Veldflecken, which is where the displaced persons camp was that my grandparents met at. And because I'm curious, I Googled it and found a website that had pictures from that time that it was a displaced persons camp and later it became an American army base, I think for about 25 years before they returned it to the German military. But the person who put this website together about Veldflecken during the Second World War, he was a connector for people who were looking to find their relatives and connections that may have been lost or forgotten during the Second World War and post-Second World War. So I went there. I went to Germany, and with the help of this amazing man who had this website, a German man, and he helped people like me who wanted to go on the base and just see where some events in their family history happened. And that also, that experience informed my poem and the video poem that I subsequently created. But it was such an eye opener for me, and not least because the pictures that my grandmother had from some of the buildings in Veldflecken, when it was a displaced persons camp, they were exactly the same. I was so surprised at how little had changed on that base. Now that's a German army base. But this man who had the website, he was in the militia in the German army. And that's how he got to bring visitors onto the base, because we couldn't go there by ourselves because it's a German army base now. But he was the conduit for making all of these connections. So this really actually made me feel more connected to my ancestry. My grandparents didn't really want to share a lot of information because it was a traumatic time in their life. And my mother really didn't have any memory of that era. And so it was left to me to go and check it out for myself. So you may not be in the position to go down those rabbit holes like I did, but whatever you have, whatever, if you have like old stories or maybe artwork, sometimes we have a dusty old piece of artwork or painting that Aunt Minnie or Great Aunt Minnie did, and maybe nobody likes it. That's why it's in the basement, but it's there, and it's there for you to find it and think about who came before you. And thank goodness that all of these people came before you, because maybe you wouldn't be here otherwise. And that's the invitation today, is to think about your ancestors in any way that you can. Maybe, like I said, it's not familial. Maybe it's ancestors in general. Or you can even think about it even more broadly or widely. Who are those people from history that you feel an affinity for, that have influence the person that you are today. Maybe it was writers, maybe it was a political figure. Who is it that in your past that aren't living now that have influenced you? And understanding why you resonate with those historical figures or those literary works or artistic works can give you a glimpse into what is important to you and what you can start cultivating more consciously on your self-leadership journey. So today's theme is ancestry in whatever form that takes for you. And I'd love to hear more about that. And on the daily thread today, what would be super cool is if you have old pictures or a photograph of a painting or some kind of artwork or a collection of silver spoons that was from your great grandmother or whomever. If you could take a picture and put that on our day 13 thread today, that would be so cool. All right. So this has been day 13 of Empower Your Path, 30 days of self-leadership. If you are just tuning in and would like to join us, it's free. All you do is go to bit.ly/self-leadership20. That's all lowercase, one word. And sign up there and complete the questions for completing your registration. And once you register, you will get an email that gives you access to the previous daily prompts. And you'll also be eligible for the prizes. And as long as you post for a minimum of 21 days of the 30 days, then you'll be eligible. And there is a different prize as well for people who post on all 30 days. And where you can post is on my Facebook profile or on my LinkedIn profile. You'll get links in the email that you get after you sign up at bit.ly/self-leadership2024. You'll get links on where to find the profile and how to find the previous ones and participate. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, and if you're listening to this on my podcast, you can go to ownyourcreativity.podbean.com for the show notes, and the links to the registration will be there. And also there's a link for leaving me a voicemail. So if you have questions about the self-leadership journey, if you have suggestions for a guest on an upcoming episode of the podcast, because going forward, it will be a mixture of me doing solo episodes and having guests, maybe even panel guests as well, having several guests on at the same time. And so if you have suggestions, you can go to bit.ly/speak to Elizabeth. That's the link to leave me a voicemail, but it's also on the show notes, both of those links to join us for Empower Your Path or to leave me a message. The other thing that I wanted to mention again at the end here is that I am kicking around the idea of doing a live podcast episode in Montreal or South Shore or someplace in this area. And I'd like to know, is this something that excites you? Is this something that if you were in the area that you would like to attend? And depending on the results that we get and the interest, we might do other live in-person podcasts. And the advantage of doing that is that you get to meet the guests, you get to network and mix and mingle. Yeah, so I think it would be fun. But I'd like to hear from you what you think. And so you can go to bit.ly/speak to Elizabeth. And that's all one word, lowercase, to leave me a voicemail. Or if you have a question about owning your creativity or empower your path, this 30 days of self-leadership, or if you have some other questions about story and how story can play a very crucial and fundamental role in your self-leadership, I'd love to hear your questions and your comments. So that's it for today. Thank you so much. I will see you tomorrow for day 14 of Empower Your Path. Take care, everybody.